All right, so today is the last day of the Pinchas Reizes story from beginning to end. So it's going to be a little short because we only have a little bit left. So we said we're up to in the story where the Rebbe gave his Kaishel Bracha and a bunch of barrels to be given out by this Beis Din of three. So as soon as the three members of the Beis Din entered the big shul in the courtyard, there was silence because everyone knew, they were called into the Rebbe's room. And these were the chosen men sent by the Rebbe. And the Beis Din, together with some of their helpers, they stepped up to the Bima. And Rabbi Yaakov of Smilion, one of the three members, he repeated the Rebbe's words out loud, word for word. And he finished that, so far is what the Rebbe said. Now I would like to add a few words that are relevant to us now. There's a long tradition handed down from one generation of Zkenim to the next that in order for the bracha of a Rebbe to be realized, the person that's being benched must fulfill two conditions. Number one, that he should believe in the bracha with simple emunah, without any alternative thought. Don't think, the Rebbe gave a bracha, but maybe it won't. No. The Rebbe gave a bracha, you believe in it, and that's it. Second, that he should be ready and willing to carry out, faithfully, the desire of the tzaddik who gives the bracha in matters of avodah, whether it's in learning Torah, avodah, gemilus chasadim. So even though everyone heard what the Alter Rechasa said clearly, nevertheless, to be doubly sure, they asked Reb Michal Aaron HaKoyen, the Koyen of the Beis Din, because his voice was louder, could you repeat everything he just said? And when that was over, the young men began in a very, they made a seder, an orderly fashion, to give out the Rebbe's wine. As the Rebbe came into the main shul for HaKafis, there was a hushed silence, because this second series of HaKafis, because we said the Rebbe did first a small one with the select group of people, and then he came to the big shul. So it was the Rebbe's minog to read the first pasuk and the last pasuk out loud. That's why you see a lot of shuls even today will give the first and last pasuk to the Rebbe. And he would take a Sefer Torah for the first and seventh HaKafis, right? So the same thing was with our Rebbe, that he was the one who did, I think it was the first and the last HaKafis, if I'm not mistaken. The next day, everyone was talking about the miracle. In fact, Avram, the doctor of Liozhne, said that for many of the older patients, this was a pure tchiyas hamesim. They were mamish on the verge of dying. He said, medically speaking, there was no chance to save their lives. And only through this miracle, they were saved. Now, as for Reb Isaac, the misnagid in the whole story, this miraculous recovery of his nephew, Reb Moshe, turned him into a chassid. Yeah. And he later recalled, after the story, he said, the uncomplicated emunah in a tzaddik that I saw in my brother's grandchildren, right, because it's his nephew's children, it astounded me. I could never have believed that such a thing was possible, to have such emunah in a tzaddik. And I never, if someone would have told it to me, I never would have believed it. I had to see it to believe it. Reb Isaac had always been Bechlau. He was a very big Talmid Chacham to begin with. And now they extended to the study of Chassidus. And he repeatedly reviewed every mimer of the Rebbe, that whenever the Rebbe gave a mimer publicly, he did it over again and again, asking the meaning of this word and that word, until he mamish understood it 100%. After this story happened, the amount of chassidim of the Alter Rebbe grew tremendously, because when people heard about this story, they just couldn't believe it. Really, it's the Misnagdim's own fault, because when for years all you hear about is how big of a Rishayim the chassidim are, but then if you see with your own eyes how they're not Rishayim, it makes you doubt every single thing you've been told. Anyways, we're going to end up there, and the Ezra Hashem, the next story will be the Alter Rebbe.